Well, it's summertime, and if you're looking for something to keep the kids busy, at least for the better part of a week, here's a good thought. Melissa Ehrman Johnson is in with us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Children's Theater Prairie Fire. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate that a lot. Prairie Fire, we've seen them buzz through the community in the past. It's always a fun time for the kids.
Absolutely. It's a great way to break up the activities of summer for the kids, and they really enjoy this every year during the summertime.
How long has it been since the Prairie Fire group was here? Do you know?
Last July.
Oh, they've
been here every year. In the past couple years, we've had productions of Cinderella, Midsummer Night's Dream, Wizard of Oz, and Tom Sawyer. This year, we're looking at doing Pinocchio.
Wow, they're hitting all the kids' favorites.
Absolutely.
Very good. Can you talk a little bit about Prairie Fire and what the mission of the group is?
Yeah, the group, Prairie Fire Children's Theater, is out of Minnesota. And what they do is they help put on children's productions of stories or characters that we're familiar with, but it's always an original adaptation. And they have a lot of fun with it. And they send down a student, so like college student age directors, to come down and work with the kids for a whole week to put the production together.
It sounds like a lot of fun, actually, for the
kids. Yes, it is. They get the opportunity to perform on stage. Sometimes there's a little bit of singing or dancing involved. They get the fun of costumes and makeup for the actual production. So, really enjoyable.
Now, this is like theatrical boot camp.
Yes, it is.
Because it all kind of happens and it's condensed in a short period of time.
Yes. They really get going with them when they do the auditions. They do the auditions on a Monday. So, this year, auditions are July 7th on at 1 p.m. at the Atlantic High School. And they have about two and a half hours worth of auditions, and it's pretty laid back. They kind of audition as a group, the kids do. And before they go home, they have their roles and they know what they're working on. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, they are just practicing to put it together for Friday night and Saturday's performance.
Now, when professional actors decide that they need to audition for a role, they research it, they rehearse it, they go through all kinds of stressful times to get themselves ready to try to make their mark in front of that director, because you only get the one chance. Yeah. What's it like for these kids?
Well, they actually have a lot of fun with it. And what they do is they kind of line the kids up from oldest to youngest. And so they always start with the oldest kids first. And they'll start off giving them some of the lines from the play and suggestions of ways that they can do that line. And then they just go around and each child gets the opportunity. There's usually four or five different lines that they get the opportunity to say. And the really cool thing is there are roles for every child. They have about 75 roles to fill, and there are roles for older children that have the capacity to memorize a lot of lines. There are roles for children who can be loud and project their voices, and there are roles for children who are more quiet and maybe more shy. They always have a lot of great different opportunities and roles for all the kids in the community to be involved in.
So everyone who shows up, everyone who auditions will get a part.
Everyone gets a part.
Very
yes.
Good.
Yes. So it's really neat and a great, great fun thing that they can be involved in.
Well, it's pretty exciting for the kids too. And in some cases, this might be the first experience they ever have with any kind of theater.
Yes, it is. And for a lot of them who do it year after year, it gives them that taste of theater so that when they get into high school, they're really excited and ready to do some of those high school plays.
So you might get some 10-year-olds who talk to the 7-year-olds like, hey, I'm an old pro at this.
Yes, you do.
Well, that's fun. It gives them a sense of some ownership in the whole thing. You know, they've been doing this for a few years. They know, and they come in with all kinds of confidence. And you kind of see that with the kids.
You do. And they even usually announce at the end of the play for the year, they announce what we're bringing for the following year. And so these veteran, you know, 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds are excited and amped up and thinking about it for a whole year, getting ready for the next summer's audition.
Well, it's good they have something like that to look forward to.
Yes, it is.
So they really don't need to do a whole lot of preparation beforehand.
No, they don't. They just come as they are. And again, like I said, there's opportunity for all of them. You know, kids who are a little more quiet, there are roles for them. Kids who are, you know, able to vocalize themselves or able to memorize lines, there's roles for them. The younger ones usually can't memorize a lot of lines, so they don't have quite as many lines, and often they're done together with a couple of, you know, a couple of characters together.
Sure.
So.
Well, bottom line is they want to have fun. They want it to be a productive experience. Yes. They're going to fit the kids into areas where they will have a chance to succeed and have a fun time.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about the group itself and how they interact with the kids?
Well, they do a great job. They actually just send down two student directors, mm-hmm. and they, right off the bat on Monday, go over with the kids what is expected of them, what the rules are to make everything work well for the week and so they can get the most out of their week. They always have a great repertoire with the kids, and by the end of the week, the kids feel so close to these student directors. So they've done a fine job of establishing a great relationship with them and just molding these kids and doing things with them that parents can't seem to accomplish.
And this is their summer job.
This is their summer job. And these generally, the student directors that come down are generally going to school to do something in the arts, whether it's costuming, acting, directing, but always something in that field. So
yeah.
This is something that holds high interest to them. And then they all have a great aptitude for working with the children.
Yeah, I know we visited with a few of them in past years, too, and they really get a kick out of it. To them, you'd think it's like, well, we go somewhere this week and we start all over. Next week we go somewhere, we start all over again. But they don't look at it as if it's repetition. It's just new experiences for them each and every time.
Right, it is. And they do a great job of putting each community's spin on it. I know in the several years that I've sat in the audience, you know, they always try to bring something of a community into the performance that they're giving, you know. So I can think of previous years where they've mentioned Atlantic being the Coke capital or other things, you know, that just kind of, you know, gives it a nice little touch, you know, that makes it feel like, you know, feel good to us. And yeah, they definitely look at it as a new and not a monotonous thing from week to week.
The easy thing would be just to stick straight to the Pinocchio story. But we all know that.
Right.
So it might not be near as much fun for us. And this way, if the kids can have a little fun putting their own spin on the thing, too, well, if they make a mistake or two here and there, we probably won't notice it either. They'll just
right.
ad-lib right through it.
They do. They just ad-lib right through it and have a lot of fun with it and, you know, kind of even play off of what's going on with the audience, too. So
absolutely.
The audience does have a little bit of involvement oftentimes in the actual production, mm-hmm. you know, from clapping at appropriate times at the level that they want you to clap at. They kind of start you off small and get you going and out of your seats, maybe, you know, hooting and howling, and the kids really like that.
How much parental involvement is there in this process?
Actually, there's very little parental involvement other than getting your children to and from the practices. Mm-hmm. They ask that the children are there on time for their practice, and they ask that you pick them up on time for their practice. Other than that, parents can stay and watch if they'd like to, but they do not need to stay. There is, as far as the parent organizers, there's four of us involved, and one of us is on every day on the site. So if there is anything that goes wrong, we'll be able to find parents or do whatever we need to do to take care of things.
And you four represent the Atlantic Children's Theater Group?
Yes, we do. Actually, Cheryl Eichel did this for many, many, many years and did a fabulous job and decided it was time for her to step down and focus on other things that she has going on. And so Lydia Rothfuss, myself, Melissa Herman Johnson, Gina Waters, and Krista Hart are now working together to continue making this happen in Atlantic.
Very good. So rehearsals are coming up this Monday, July 7th, 1 o'clock.
Yes.
And that is where again?
That's at the Atlantic High School.
At the auditorium?
Yes.
Okay. And then what are rehearsals? All throughout the week? At what times?
They go all throughout the week. And rehearsals run, let's see, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They run from 1 to 5:15. However, not every child will be required to be there on those 3 days from 1 to 5:15. Some of them may practice from 1 to 3, and some of them may practice from 3 to 5:15, and then there will be a few that might practice the entire time. It kind of depends on the roles that they have, and they do try and break it up so that the student directors can focus and work with the the kids. And then Friday, they usually don't start practice until 3, I believe. They will give all the information out, of course, on how they want the week to go, but they usually start at 3, and they do a run-through of the play, take a short supper break, and then get ready for the Friday night performance.
So they are asking for a time commitment from the youngsters, though. They do need to be there at the appropriate times for their rehearsals.
They do need to be there without exception. Usually doctor's appointments are really about the only thing, or if you have a religious commitment, those are about the only thing that are an excused absence. Otherwise, they need the kids to be there. They need them to commit to it. So that
Absolutely.
Is important.
Well, you're committing to the rest of the group, so
you
have to
are.
Be a part of that. All right, now this all leads up to presentations. When are those held?
They hold their first performance on Friday night, July 11th at 7 p.m., and then their second performance is Saturday, July 12th at 2 p.m. Those are both at the Atlantic High School in the auditorium, and production of the show is usually about 2 hours long.
Excellent. And tickets are?
Tickets are $5 for adults, $2 for students, and I believe 5 and under are free. And it's always great fun for kids in the community to come out and watch the production. They usually know some of the kids in it, whether it's their neighbors or friends that they play with. Mm-hmm. So even if your family doesn't take part in the actual production, we'd love to have you come out and watch the show.
The ticket cost, is that the only cost then? Is there no charge to the families for the kids to be involved?
No charge for the families for the kids to be involved. We do a little bit of fundraising or solicitation of funds to help pay for this, so families don't have to pay. And of course, we're still accepting donations to help pay to bring our student directors down and put them up, you know, for their week stay here. We can definitely still take donations to help cover those costs, but no charge to families that want to do this.
Well, that's excellent. Sounds like a lot of things going on, and just for the small price of a few tickets to the show on the end of the week, it's a great way to keep the kids busy and productive during the week.
It sure is, and I'll tell you, a lot of years, it gets pretty hot about the same time that they're working on the production, and you know, it's a nice way to get the kids out of the house, away from the TV. They're still in the air conditioning, feeling good and doing something active, but out of the house and away from the TV. So it's a great thing.
Absolutely. Well, I know it's a holiday weekend here coming up, but Melissa, if folks have any questions at all, can they direct those someplace?
They absolutely can. If anybody has any questions, feel free to give me a call at 243-2517 or Lydia Rothfuss at 250-4162. And we can answer questions for you and help you get your kids involved.
Excellent. The production of Pinocchio coming up this next week with the Prairie Fire Children's Theater. And again, it's at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. Performances are next weekend, but rehearsals are coming up here this next week for those youngsters who audition on Monday afternoon. So get the kids fired up and ready to go. Good luck.
Thank you.